This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. European Union foreign ministers meeting in Brussels Monday approved more than $540 million in additional military aid to Ukraine, as Germany continues facing pressure from Ukraine and its allies to supply the nation with its Leopard 2 battle tanks. It was the seventh military aid package approved by the EU. It comes after Western countries last week failed to agree on sending Ukraine battle tanks, but pledged billions of dollars worth of support. At a briefing in Berlin Monday, a German government spokesman said that the government is carefully weighing its options. It said Germany has not ruled out supplying the tanks. It just hasn't decided yet whether it will do so. Meanwhile, outside that EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels, dozens of people gathered to call on the ministers to deliver the German-made Leopard tanks to Ukraine. Ukrainian Lesya Magas said Ukraine needs the weapons to go on the offensive.
Ukraine needs those weapons to make sure that we will retake our occupied territories. Right now, it's horror on the occupied territories. It's not like occupied and peaceful. People are being tortured. Children are being stolen away and brought to Russia. So it's not a matter of territories. It's what happens to our people. And in order to help us liberate our people, we need to have aggressive, offensive weapons. We cannot protect ourselves into victory.
At that same EU meeting in Brussels, foreign ministers agreed to impose a new package of sanctions on Iran for its violent crackdown on peaceful protests in the country, including executions, and for the transfer of Iranian drones to Russia. The Reuters news agency reports the sanctions include adding 37 names to a blacklist of Iranian officials and groups banned from traveling to Europe and could possibly have their assets in Europe frozen. Last week, the European Parliament passed a non-binding resolution calling for Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard to be added to the EU's terror group list for its role in